With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Speed can be part of the excitement of winter sports, but it can put you at risk for injuries like concussions. Dr. Joseph Bennert, a sports medicine physician at Aspirus, says a concussion can happen when an impact causes the brain to move rapidly back and forth inside the skull. He says any sport can lead to a concussion.
The sports that occur in the winter have an increased risk due to the combination of the actual sports that are played and the nature of the sports. So, for example, there's a higher risk of collision due to either things like downhill skiing and snowboarding, ice hockey and wrestling, or the factors of speed where you can indirectly cause it due to things like the fact that they're played on snow and ice.
Concussions can happen to high-level athletes and to people pushing their skills. Dr. Bennert says there can be a wide range of symptoms.
Everybody is a little bit different. So you can have things that present objectively, like balance issues, headaches, vision changes. Cognition can be affected with memory difficulties or trouble concentrating. You can have emotional changes, including anxiety or irritability, and sleep can often be affected as well.
Symptoms don't always appear right away. Dr. Bennert says if a concussion happens, rest is critical during the first day or two to give the brain time to recover. He says helmets can help, but they do not eliminate the risk. The Wisconsin Supreme Court will live stream oral arguments before the court next week. The decision comes as Wisconsin's C-SPAN type service to cover government and court proceedings remains offline. Wisconsin Eye went dark last year because of funding problems, although efforts to raise funds to restore the service are ongoing. The Wisconsin Supreme Court decided to live stream on the Wisconsin Court System homepage to give the public a simple way to follow proceedings. Chief Justice Jill Karofsky says transparency is fundamental to the rule of law. The oral arguments to be live streamed happen February 10th and 11th. Farmers and biofuel leaders are hoping President Donald Trump's call to expand the sale of gasoline that includes up to 15% ethanol could boost demand for American corn. Harvest Public Media's Macy Byers reports.
Corn producers felt sidelined when the House once again failed to remove restrictions on year-round sales of E15 gas in late January. But President Donald Trump renewed their hopes when he visited Iowa last week.
I promise to support E15 all year round.
Iowa Renewable Fuels Association Director Monty Shaw says E15 could help farmers facing low prices.
Why we aren't giving up is because as you look out there, what could add demand for corn? The one market that's near term, that's literally just a change in regulatory policy away, is year-round E15.
Shaw says he hopes the president's comments will turn into action from Congress. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Macy Byers.
Wisconsin and seven other Midwest states successfully requested that the EPA allow sales of E15 in their states year-round, effective as of last year. Some groups, like Clean Wisconsin, opposed the change, citing concerns about an increase in nitrate-contaminated water if more corn is grown for ethanol. As Michigan lawmakers begin the 2026 legislative session, cancer prevention advocates are urging the state to take stronger action against tobacco use. They note that nearly a third of cancer deaths in Michigan are caused by smoking. Crystal Blair has more.
Molly Medenblick with the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network says while lawmakers recently increased funding for tobacco prevention programs, Michigan still lags far behind most states.
We spent about $1.8 million. Legislators increased that to $4.6 million is how much we spend on these prevention cessation programs in the state. But we still rank 44th in the country for how much we spend.
She adds the stakes are high, with more than 68,000 Michiganders expected to be diagnosed with cancer this year. In its latest State of Tobacco Control report, the American Lung Association said Michigan must do more to reduce tobacco use, including stronger oversight of tobacco and e-cigarette retailers. Public health groups point to continued tobacco use among young people in Michigan, with more than 16% of high school students using tobacco products. Medenblick emphasizes that one approach lawmakers could consider involves Michigan's cigarette tax.
Michigan has not touched the cigarette tax in over 20 years. We haven't even looked at it as a state. So that brings in not only revenue that could go to these prevention cessation programs, but it is a deterrent for people to not pick up the habit.
She says lawmakers could also redirect tobacco settlement dollars, noting that none of Michigan's settlement funds currently support prevention or cessation efforts. Advocates say taking those steps could reduce cancer diagnoses statewide. For Michigan News Connection, I'm Crystal Blair.
Michigan's lottery has contributed over $1 billion to the school aid fund for the seventh consecutive year. However, only about a quarter of each lottery dollar goes to schools. Most of the money is used for prizes and other expenses. The school aid fund supports K-12 schools, early childhood programs, and higher education. About 22 cents of each lottery dollar reaches K-12 and preschool programs in Michigan. The rest is used for community colleges, universities, and teacher pensions. Lottery funds make up 5 to 7% of school revenue. The most recent contribution was below the previous year's, partly due to increased gambling options. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.